Welcome to Highly Political, a podcast where two passionate ladies smoke weed, talk politics, laugh, and sometimes cry. With special guests from the world of comedy, cannabis, and politics.
We haven't worked on Capitol Hill, but that's okay. We're paying attention, and so should you.
We want you to be informed, like little democracy angels. So pack your bowl, grab some snacks, and let's get into it. And remember, when they go low, we get high.
Today we're actually in the same room and smoking Do-Si-Do, the parent of Girl Scout cookies combined with Face Off OG. It's a potent strain for experienced users, so Sam's gonna get pretty lit.
I am. We have 36 days until the election, and the New York Times dropped Trump's tax returns faster than you can say he is in $300 million of debt.
Some important seats are up for grabs in close races, and we feel there may be a silver Senate lining.
All right, T, light it up. Oh, what are we smoking? I don't even know what you rolled us up.
This is some Do-Si-Do.
And a classic Indica hybrid. But at this point, like, what is it? Every strain like a hybrid at this point?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think there's like not really any true indicas or sativas. Unless it's like
Sour D.
Yeah, but I think, I mean,
as a sativa. And like Platinum OG. Well, Platinum OG is an indica. Damn.
But, yeah. Well, I just think there's been so much like crossbreeding. Unless you have like a, you know, a specific like strain or seed that's like a pure like indica or sativa. I don't really know, to be honest with you. If you guys know, can you send us a DM, please?
Yeah, let us know. As diverse as America, the cannabis strains.
I rolled us two joints.
Yeah.
COVID special, one for you, one for me.
Even though you did lick the paper, right?
I know, I thought about that part.
But something about share, like mouth to, like mouth on, mouth.
Right. Yeah, I thought about that part too as I was doing it. I was like, well, whatever. We're doing our part. We're trying. Trial and error, guys.
It is scary to give me a full joint to myself. Did you give me half of the amount that's in your joint?
I did roll yours smaller than I rolled mine, for sure. I purposely was like, oh, no way, Sam. I'm not going to give her a full joint. No, she won't finish it.
Can't handle that shit.
No.
I'm going to forget what I'm going to say. It's like 18 times this pod. I don't know. Should we just get into it because of the bombshell that was dropped today?
Oh, yeah. Let's get into it.
Like, we weren't expecting it because the hearing was today, I think. And I only know that because I watched C-SPAN and it was on C-SPAN today.
Oh, okay.
It was like, you know, Trump versus New York, I think,
right,
for his
right.
his taxes. And NY Times must have had them on the ready because as soon as the gavel struck, the NY Times was like, here's everything you need to know about his transcripts. I mean, for me, I think like his base hates taxes. So they're going to, you know, crown him king of taxes, like not paying taxes.
Right.
But what I think is the most jarring information is just like how bad he is with money.
Yeah. Well, one thing that that really stuck out to me was like that he's like currently has like pending like case about a 72.3 million dollar tax refund he received.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a second. You're telling me there's people out here that are getting almost $75 million in refunds?
How much did you have to make give away or deduct for that?
I was just blown away. Thinking about like, you know, people that make less than $50,000 a year that like owe money at the end of the year.
Yeah, bro, I pay more taxes than Trump.
Yeah.
I hate that. To my core. Shake it to my core. And also he owes $300 million to people. And
oh yeah, that's right.
That's coming up. And so
he has to return it or pay it back within the next 4 years.
Yeah. So it's like the lens now of every decision he makes is the lens of he owes $300 million to people.
Oh.
Like whatever tax codes he tries to push, laws. I mean,
I mean, think about it like that.
Well, I mean, all right, see, let's say like relative, I don't know. Say you owe like $400,000. You have that loan and you don't, you make like 70K a year, right?
Right.
Wouldn't that always be on your mind? Like, no matter what?
That shit would be on my mind all the time. And if I was in a position to, like, you know, like, make things so I was able to make more money so I could pay that loan off, you know, like, I guess if I was him, I'd probably be golfing and staying at my fucking hotels all the time, too.
Right.
I mean, if I was a crooked, terrible, like, politician.
I think just person at this person. Point. He's just terrible.
I'm just trying to think of, like, you know, on maybe... What would make it so bad? I mean, I guess for this one, what makes it so terrible, it's like taxpayers are paying that money for him to do that.
He did not pay federal income tax for 11 years. 11 years. He didn't even pay federal taxes.
I mean...
Look, I thought it was going to be bad, but this is just ridiculous. I didn't think it was going to be this crazy. But why would I even think that? 2020 is such a shitstorm. Why would I even think it was going to be reasonable?
I know. That was silly on your part.
It really was.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when he sent me that text, I just got a text from Sam, girl, in all caps. And then the article. I was like, oh, shit.
Here's the thing. So he owes so much money because he takes loans out for businesses that fail.
Right.
So then not only does he have to pay his normal taxes on his income from the businesses, whatever losses, but because he couldn't pay back the loans, now he owes double the taxes. So he's just so bad with money.
Right.
And he's one of those people who was rich enough at a certain point. Who's handling his money for him? Because rich people don't handle their own money.
Yeah, that part. Is there like he has to have accountants and shit, right?
Yeah, I guess my theories are that he like works, like shady people work for him in general, as we know, but like Cohen, Scaramucci, like the way he operates, right? So maybe he could have just had, you know, crooked money managers and assassins who maybe were skimming or something.
Right. And also, I mean, if he runs his businesses any way like he's running America, he also doesn't listen to people's expert advice or opinions on things and just does what he wants anyway, mm-hmm. and then somehow makes them do it for him. So I guess that makes sense.
Mr. Trump, you got to sell that steak business. It's just...
Mr. Trump, so it's been 8 years since we've paid any taxes.
Little nervous.
A little nervous. You know, it's been nice. We haven't been audited yet. I mean, we did get audited for that $72 million tax refund. But so I don't know. Maybe we should just pay our taxes. Because, oh, no, you want to, not this year. Okay, well, yeah, you're the boss. Okay, whatever.
I mean, yeah, the way his administration runs, they just say yes to all his stupid ideas and then they leave. He has so many defectors from this administration who are like, he just needs yes people around him. No matter what he says, like, they have to do it.
Right. I can't even imagine. I mean, for so many reasons, working in that administration or working with Trump, but...
Ivanka Trump, while working as an employee of the Trump Organization, appears to have received consulting fees that also helped reduce the family's tax bill. Yo. Honestly, their last name should be conflict of interest. Like, they should not, yeah. Like, the conflict of interest family, Ivana conflict of interest. It's Donnie Jr. conflict of interest.
It's so crazy the types of loopholes that people with this type of money or position of power get away with and can do versus, and you know, then they tell people in poverty, like, well, just don't buy Starbucks, you know, like, it's like you're rich because you're faking shit, you know, it's just you're playing a game.
And he knows that, you know, he's a litigator. I mean, himself, he's not smart enough to be a lawyer, but everybody knows that Trump hasn't paid his due bills and people owe contractors for many years, and he understands the bureaucracy of litigation and how things get tied up, and it just takes forever, right, in the courts.
Right.
So maybe he can bide some time. And bro, the chickens coming to roost is like, it's, you owe $300 million.
That's so much money.
He also made hella money from The Apprentice and just...
Oh, yeah.
Just flush it all down his golden toilet. Like,
I was surprised to read about that, too. And then a part of, like, running from president, or was it The Apprentice? I can't remember which one, but trying to make, like, the Trump name like profitable again.
Mm.
And I'm thinking like, God, how much money?
Oh, like you mean trademark?
Yeah, just like, I guess there was like a time where there was a dip on how profitable just like the Trump brand to be Trump was, even like prior for him to being president.
Okay, so the question to you, T, is, okay, Trump won't win on just his base, right? Like, there's not enough voters for that. What the Democrats really are trying to do is bring people to the polls.
Right.
And then swing.
Undecided,
mostly like suburban. That's why, you know, Trump tweets about your suburbs are going to be rioted. They're going to come in MSN 13.
MSNBC is going to be in the streets.
They are. Rachel Maddow will be blaring with a with a microphone and just giving you the news to your house. So those undecided suburbanites, to me, I think if you're undecided, you're either willfully ignorant, maybe like a little, maybe you skew a little racist. I don't know. Okay. But I would imagine that in the swing states, suburbanites who make more money would be swing voters would be incredibly annoyed by this information.
Yeah.
So do you think like because then I was talking to a friend about it. And they said, no, if you think they lean anti-BLM or whatever, their white superiority, quote unquote, like would mean more to them than their money. And I don't think so. What do you think, Z?
I think yes. I think for somebody who would think that way, their superiority and their money go hand in hand. You know what I mean? Like, and they're also, a lot of those people are also gamers, like the way he's gaming the system too. And I think they're not even, I don't think they're even going to be pissed about it.
See, I think that most of his base wouldn't be, but I'm thinking for those swing voters right. who pay more taxes yeah. than him and find out he hasn't paid federal income taxes for 11 years and they pay to them like too much taxes, too many taxes. I just think people are so money motivated.
I've lost so much faith in people that I just feel like anything is going to like, if unless you already are like, yeah, Trump sucks. I don't know. Like, what else? What else? You know, like, what does this guy need to do for people to be like, okay, on second thought.
I don't, for those who are staunch Trump supporters, nothing. He could admit that he paid for 15 abortions and the evangelicals and the conservative right would forgive him and say he repented and because they don't care that he's going to get them that Supreme Court judge. They don't care.
You want to hear something fucking terrible? About evangelicals. There's this one who...
It's hard to speak when you're high.
Yeah. There's this one guy, I gotta look up his name, but he apparently says that he's like Trump's like spiritual running mate in 2020 or something. But he said that they basically they like prayed.
Oh, is
they
he had a prayer. Currently Trump's spiritual advisor currently?
Maybe. I don't know. But basically he said that they were like praying about, you know, about the Supreme Court and RBG and like, because, you know, all anti-abortion stuff mm-hmm. and basically alluded to the fact that, oh, it's no surprise that she died because we were just in Washington, like praying to like defeat, you know. Yeah, hold on. I got to look up like.
Yo, I don't. Okay, this, you know what? This kind of slides right into Amy Comey Barrett.
Yeah.
Because. I don't know what church they're in, but the Catholic churches I went growing up, the deacon or the priest was never said, okay, we're going to kneel and we're just going to pray for the death of somebody we disagree with.
Right.
So let's pray for a death to somebody.
He said, Henderson claimed that Ginsburg represented a lion spirit within the court system that God wanted to be removed.
Because she's Jewish.
And then... no need to ask for a judgment against the lion that has actually been devouring and intends to devour the Supreme Court. We need to get a judgment against this lion that Paul said God shut the mouth of, so I led us into that place.
Oh my God. Wow, you were really sitting on this one, huh? Because
I forgot. Well, I mean, again, it's 2020, so like every day it's like an onslaught of like crazy ass shit. But I forgot about this.
They're televangelists too, I think. So, you know, they profit off, they exploit poor and uneducated people. They're, you know, of course.
Right. Yeah, he said it was no accident that she passed away, because they had just went out there and done like a super prayer group.
That is sickening. Yeah. That's despicable. I'm actually speechless.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, I saw like something about it first. I was like, you know, you just see like the clickbait. I was like, come on, I can't be real. Let me see what he really said. I was like, oh no, yeah, he is claiming that.
Okay.
His prayer had something to do with her death. Okay.
Oh my God, wait. Yo.
What?
So Trump's spiritual advisor, Paula White, so she's a televangelist. So I don't know who this guy is, probably in the same camp, you know. They try to command all satanic pregnancies to miscarry right now. They held a prayer group for. So, I mean, it goes with their anti-choice rhetoric, right? So, like, oh, so if we pray, no, all the satanic wombs are gone. All the babies here were meant to be carried through by Jesus because we prayed on it. And if you don't have,
Wait a second. You're praying for somebody to have a miscarriage? And these people also, like, are in favor of laws that, like, make women prove that they actually had a miscarriage instead, you know?
Yeah, like, well, this go like this.
I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't. Obviously, it was a satanic baby. So, God,
we're so sorry.
God got rid of it for me.
What is Satan, the first fallen angel?
What was it, yes. Paula? I think her name's Paula. Was that the dumb bitch you were just talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
Paula, I don't. You should talk to Paula. She knows why this happened.
No, she doesn't work here. No, Paula does not work here.
Oh my God. I just like, how does that?
People who say they have an assignment from God are either manipulating mass people or legitimately crazy.
Have you ever heard the song, I think it's by Bright Eyes, called When the President Talks to God?
Tiana, my screen name in middle school was Bright Eyes XOX. Not because of my eyes, because of the band.
Yes. What's your favorite Bright Eyes song?
Oh my God. You're obsessed with finding a new brain, but what you need is a new body. Maybe this is the first day of my life.
That song is that the is, video of that song.
That's a bop.
This is the first day of my life. And that one, and then Lua.
How's that one?
What's so simple by the moonlight, by the morning never is.
Is that early stuff, around the early stuff with the same time?
Maybe.
Because I think I remember by, like, time frame. Because First Day of My Life was in the heyday, right?
Right.
And then there was an album I kind of miss, and then he did a modern-ish one that I loved. And I love the first and the third albums, I think.
But yeah, that one. Yeah. But so do you know the song?
I do.
Yeah, that song is so good. And my favorite is like, does he ever smell his own bullshit?
So good.
It's so good.
It's the rage within us.
It's so good. And it's so fucking clever. The lyrics are just
He's a poet. Oh, he is a poet. Connor Oberst.
Oberst.
I don't know how to say
it. Listen to it, y'all.
Wow. What a great epiphany. Or I don't even know.
Look at that. Look at us, Bond. Look at us. Look at us. Who'd have thought?
So anyway, this bitch is trying to pray away pregnant satanic pregnancy.
Yeah. That was
The one the president talks to God.
Yeah, that's why that was why we went on that tangent.
But how do the lyrics go for that one? I forget.
When the president talks to God, God, I wonder which one plays the better cop. Something like,
yeah, let's just play it real quick, just real quick. Real quick.
It's so good. No, the ghetto's broke, like something about helping them. Like, no, just send them more liquor stores and dirty coke. That's what God recommends.
Yes.
Wait, hold on, something else is playing.
Oh, you know what? It's all those tabs I have open about news stories. All right, guys, we're gonna cross that, but it's a good song, and you should look it up.
Yeah, whatever's God playing is still playing.
No! I have so many news tabs up, but they're for things I don't pay for, so there's so many ads.
Right. That happens to me, too, and then I can't figure out where it's coming from, and I just have, like, close all tabs, and I always have, like, 95,000 tabs. So.
And so...
Yeah, that's disgusting. Both of those people, I mean, how can you claim to be a devout Christian and you're praying for people to die and for people to miscarry? Even I guess technically you're praying for an exorcism.
Adding the satanic tilt, I think it's like, yeah, it's their way of saying, well, if you carried a baby to term,
it would like have an abortion one day.
No, if you carried your baby to term, that means it wasn't a Satan baby. Because we prayed all the Satan babies away. So you're meant to have your child. Mm. So you can't get an abortion.
I see.
I think this is the strategy here.
I get you what you're putting down. Okay. I mean, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But now I understand like what she's trying to get. Like, oh my God. You know there's an angel baby, right? I mean, all baby. I mean, I just. Whew. Again, abortions. I think it's like a hot topic. I don't understand why, like, just mind your own fucking business, don't get one. And it's like, also, I think it's so crazy the way people just be going off sometimes about abortions, as if like every person that has an abortion has like a giant like a birthmark on their forehead now, so you can like know, like, you just be saying terrible ass shit to somebody who may have had an abortion.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, obviously, you know, it's a choice you shouldn't be ashamed of. It's like a choice right. You had to make, but obviously people do carry I have heard of women who do carry the shame of that, even though it was the best choice for them at the end. So then they're constantly being reminded of that shame.
Right. Having to defend themselves without defending themselves.
It's so disrespectful.
It really is. And then like these people that go and like picket and protest and try to like stop women going into the abortion clinics. It's just so
Yo, shout out to sickening. My friend Kathy. Who volunteers and escorts the young women into the clinic.
That's nice.
So she has a buddy.
Yeah.
With all the wild protesters. So shout out to you, Kathy.
Way to go, Kathy.
I'm gonna give you half queen of the week status because that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean that's like it's a really brave thing to do, and
that's
be
pretty
there.
Scary with all the wackos.
Yeah.
Who bring guns and stuff to these events?
Yeah, and like kill like.
Want to bomb abortion clinics?
Yeah.
Yo, it's like, okay, you want to bomb you care about these innocent babies, these innocent fetuses who aren't even babies yet, but you want to bomb an abortion clinic with nurses, volunteers, the
pregnant women,
the mother of those.
Yeah.
People who are using the overwhelming majority of people who go to Planned Parenthood are there for other reasons.
Right.
Checkups when they don't have health insurance, products, condoms, sex education.
I just... Mind you, like I, okay.
So Amy Comey Barrett, who is God, now,
wow, that was really on brand for what we're about to talk about.
Oh
fuck.
Yeah, she's a Notre Dame professor, and she's also the Seventh Circuit Court judge. She was appointed by Trump, and now she's appointed by Trump again, as the Supreme Court replacement for Ruth Bader. And she is an asshole. She is very talented and very smart, and she is praised for her whip smart, you know, mind, and her students really like her. MSNBC Today. It's the only news channel I had to watch because C-SPAN was playing the Kamala interview with Angela Rye. And I was like, you know, I don't care about that. Like, good for her. Get out there, you know? Let's make the rounds. But I want some news here. They had four students total. And two said, no, we don't think that she would, like, have her religious frame when she interprets law.
Okay.
But let me tell you why they're wrong. She's a charismatic.
So the other two said yes, she would.
The other two said they were worried. They were worried. Okay. It was a concern of theirs. They were being very lawyerly and
right,
so,
right, right, right.
I will say that the two who were concerned looked more liberal. They were wearing like flannels and they had beards. And then
were they
the
cute?
Other two, nah. Oh. they're like older. And then the other two look like little Christian boys. So just gonna throw that out there.
I guess you know what Sam likes.
But she's like a charismatic Christian Catholic. And for those of you who don't know, they are my grandparents were that sect towards the end. They got more and more religious as they got older. And charismatic Christians are the Catholics who you don't think do the weird stuff that Pentecostals do, but they do. So they speak in tongues. Yeah. They speak in tongues. They think that they are really, like, the Lord is in them and speaking through them.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't say on, like, a daily basis, you know, having dinner with my grandma, you know, pass me the mashed potatoes. She wasn't a cipher of God. But in that moment, it's, you know.
Right.
It's a form of meditation, really, but they need to stop saying they're talking to God when they do it. Okay?
Yeah.
And they also wore all black in the 2016 election to mourn all the dead fetuses Hillary Clinton would kill as president. She's in a different, like, I forget what her...
You guys. Okay. I'm sorry, that was... Continue, that was just a lot.
Yeah, you know.
So what are you mourning? Well, these are for the angel babies that would have been here if you guys...
The satanic mothers.
Yeah, oh my God, I just like...
And so she also dissented on this, on a Trump case that said immigrants who benefit from public assistance cannot become citizens or something. So basically, if you're taking government assistance, that means you're in the system and you pay taxes. So why do you even care?
Right. As if that's not like a regular ass thing for many American citizens to have to be on government assistance.
Yeah.
That's like some special thing because they immigrated here that they have to be on assistance. So, like, then why would you want to assist somebody that wasn't a... You know, it's like, that's so backwards.
Also, it's not very crazy. Like, you know, I grew up in church. And once again, no sermons about praying for people to die, you know? Right. No sermons about turning your back on people who need your help.
Right.
Jesus was all about that.
Right.
All about helping people. All about donating to the poor.
I was talking to my friend earlier today, and I was like, yo... Like, if Jesus came back right now and saw what all y'all were doing, he'd be like, pardon what?
He'd go, I'm out, and then just Superman away.
No, I think he'd be like, yo, Dad, we got to get real Old Testament up in here because these fools aren't getting, like, what I was talking about.
You know.
But I was also telling her that they probably wouldn't recognize Jesus because I'm pretty sure he didn't look like... the pictures I have of him, like the white, long-haired, blue-eyed guy.
You know, if we're being honest, Jesus would vote for Bernie.
Yeah.
And he would be much more partial to Joe than Trump. So.
Oh my God. He would not be into Trump at all.
Yeah, I know.
He'd be like, wait, hold up. Wait a minute. Y'all are out here saying I would endorse Trump?
Oh, they're swearing on it.
T-Rump?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. What? He's signing my Bibles?
You know he's holding my book upside down, right? Yeah, no. I can't.
I mean, once again, who's... she was also... she descended against an ACA ruling that was in the ACA's favor. Mm. Also, something very unchristian. Like, I mean, the hypocrisy. It's like, why do I even... mention it, but right. Still. And the ACA, like Texas versus the ACA or something, is going on November 10th. Mm. So she could be sworn in by then.
Mm. Damn, that's so crazy. It's just so crazy how they're going to like fast track this shit.
Yeah, for fast track, Lindsay, everybody hates me, Graham. said that she can be confirmed by October 22nd if we move swiftly enough.
Oh, my God.
So, also, Lady G, his seat is not as steady Mm-mm-mm. As one would imagine. I mean, I have high hopes.
He deserves to be out.
He deserves to be out.
Big ass hypocrite.
Yeah, he rode the respectable coattails, I might add, even if you disagree with McCain.
Yeah.
As his bestie. And then as soon as his bestie, body wasn't even cold.
I know.
He buddied up and bitched down with Trump.
Yeah, it's just, how can you be like, if McCain was really your friend or you respected him, how could you support Trump? I mean, call him a loser and not a hero because he got captured.
Never forget.
You see Cindy McCain endorsed Biden?
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. It's to be expected, I guess.
I mean, especially with Trump, but that's the other
and
thing.
And, yo, you know what? Cindy's an army wife, bro.
That's what I'm saying. So many, I mean, Colin Powell endorsed Biden.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to a friend from when we were watching the DNC, and they were arguing that, what's his name? Is it Kasich from Ohio? Like, why do we have all of these Republicans say they're going to vote for Biden? What's the point? You know, why can't they should be trying to hit like the younger demographic.
Right, right.
And, you know, people who are 21 were not watching the DNC. I'm sorry.
Yeah, fair.
It's, you know, Ken and Joan in their kitchen making dinner.
Right. And, you know, there might be some Republicans who are, you know, ready to not, you know, side with Trump who are watching the DNC and needed to see other Republicans being like, it's more than just us versus them right now.
And Kasich is incredibly anti-choice.
Mm.
You know, one of the worst.
Mm.
And that's such a number one issue for people. So yeah. I think it was kind of smart having him because he's willing to vote for somebody he knows would not put a Supreme Court justice on the bench who would dissent from Roe v. Wade.
Right.
He knows that, and he's still going to vote for Joe Biden, which I think is powerful if you understand the history of, you know, Kasich.
I think it's powerful for sure. And it just shows, again, how important this election is, not only just for, you know, oh, my guy, your guy, who's going to win, but how our democracy is moving forward. You know what I mean? Like, the well-being of our entire country, and I don't know, it's just, there's just so much at stake. Again, it's more than just, oh, I'm bummed that, you know, Warren didn't get it, so I'm just not going to vote.
It's much more than that.
So much more than that.
You know, like, Lindsey Graham, he's running against our Queen of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
Queen of the Week, Queen of the Week, it's the Queen of the Week.
That's Jamie Harrison. He is running against Lindsey Graham for Senate.
And he's got Lindsey shaking in his little boots.
So much so that Lindsey went on Fox News to plead with people. T, what'd he say?
He said, they ate my guts. He's talking about how, like,
they hate my guts.
And he said, like, what did he say exactly?
I think he was basically like,
my opponent will raise $100 million in the state of South Carolina. The most money ever spent in the history of the state on a Senate race in this state was by me in 2014 when I spent $13 million. And then the article that I got that from says, it wasn't immediately clear what figure Graham was referring to, given that Harrison has raised just over $28 million as of the last Federal Election Commission filings in June compared to Graham's $29 million. But 72 hours after RBG died, he got $6 million in donations.
Nice. Nice.
People are like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's not just about the president. We got to flip that Senate.
We got to flip that House.
And get these fucking hypocrites out of here. You know, it's just so crazy. Everybody posting all these things about, like, Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell saying how, we can't vote for Supreme during election year. And like, look, they said it. You know, they'd be hypocrites if they go against it. It's like,
pshaw.
Oh, you think they care about being seen as hypocrites? Okay.
I'm surprised how many people saw that at first. Well, it's, you know, those who are clinging on to hope, you know, they won't do it. They won't do it.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, goodness, you can't assert like your morality onto your opponent, you know, oh, well, they, mm-hmm. because I would do this and I would do what I think is right. They will too. They don't care about being seen as hypocrites. They only care about power.
Power begets power. Mm-hmm. And they got it.
Yeah.
I was listening to, you know, NPR today on my drive home from wherever I was. And it's, you know, riots in Belarus about their democracy. And I just turned to the back seat and I told Narfi, like, girl, you don't even know how fucked up this world is right now.
I tell Jacqueline that all the time.
They're so lucky.
I always tell her, like, if you could even understand for a second what it's like to be conscious in this world, girl. She just lays there and look at me like, bitch, give me a treat. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? Stop talking. Start petting. Thank you.
I need a walk, okay? Get me out of here.
Damn.
So well, I hope, you know, Jamie wins. That one's it's close. You know, it's not. He doesn't have a lead over Graham.
Right, right.
But it's getting close.
Hopefully people will see like how important this shit is.
Some other important Senate seats, Arizona, who it's Martha
McSally
and Mark Kelly. Martha McSally was somebody who did not win an election. She was appointed to replace John McCain.
Right.
After she had lost to our bisexual goddess, Kristen Sinema.
Oh my God, that's right.
The people didn't want her. They did not vote her in.
I wish you guys could see the like aggressive eyes Sam is giving me, like I'm McSally, like I agree with you, Sam.
I see McSally.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
And then against our former astronaut and cancer survivor.
Wow.
Mark Kelly.
Okay, Mark Kelly.
Who's married to Gabby Giffords.
Oh, Gabby Giffords.
Who survived an assassination attempt.
That shit is so crazy.
I can't even imagine the PTSD she must have from that.
Seriously, like...
And 9 innocent people were killed.
Yep.
Anyway...
People are unhinged, man.
They are unhinged. She definitely is anti-gun now. I believe she was anti-gun before. I don't remember what her stance was, but it was a political hit, you know?
Right.
An unhinged constituent, or maybe not even, as we're learning, people just come in from other states to commit crimes. Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, I'm pissed I even said his name. But yeah, so it's Martha McSally versus him. He's a cancer survivor. So, you know, he talks about the importance of healthcare.
Right.
On his issue page. It's up there on the top issues.
Former astronaut. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah, let's get McSally out, y'all. Arizona. Oh, my mom's in Arizona.
Gotta tell her. She'll listen.
Yeah, she knows. She was like, she said that because she's, you know, she moved there from California and she's having issues like registering to vote and getting an Arizona ID. And so she's figuring that out right now. But she's like, I have to vote. Like, I have to help get rid of McSally. I
was like, yes,
that's
right,
Mom. Get her out of there.
And then Susan Collins. Yo, the money in Maine is pretty popping. So basically, I think McSally is, in terms of campaign finances, is getting more money than the other.
Right.
So is Corbin, I think I'll talk about later. But in the Maine race, Susan Collins and who's the other one? I forget. They're always the ones you think are going to have some humanity.
And then they disappoint.
And then they always disappoint. So fuck Susan Collins. Want to get her out.
Who's running against her?
Sarah Gideon.
Sarah Gideon.
You know, she's trying to preserve healthcare coverage in the state of Maine. Polling has found a narrow edge for the Democrat.
Ooh.
Clinton won statewide by about 3 percentage points and won 3 of Maine's 4 electoral votes. So cool. Maine, I hope you Go blue. I wonder if, I don't know who the other senator is. I think it's a guy. So yeah, so she's actually out funding her. So I don't know who's pouring hella money into Maine, but someone's trying to get her out. The most populous of states.
Yeah, I mean, good riddance.
You know, everybody I know, this is obviously a hyperbolic statement, but
I was like,
so many people are going to Maine right now. I've heard of two people who are moving to Maine. And I've heard
you
of
know what's so funny is how quickly that went from everybody I know to two people.
No, but okay, I was, but also,
it's just hella funny.
I know. But peripherally, been noticing at least three other people I know vacation there during quarantine.
Okay, so five people.
Yeah,
but you know, maybe don't know that many people.
I was thinking about taking a vacation there, but I'm going to Montana instead. We get the election. If Trump wins, I'm getting eaten by a bear. I'm walking into the wolf's den.
She's all naked, crying. Take me back, Mother Earth.
I'm riding an elk into a glacier at West Glacier National Park.
Shit, man. It's really going to ruin my fucking birthday if Trump wins. My birthday's November 7th.
I know. I'm flying back that day.
Yo, if last year, or not last year, damn, 4 years ago, it was a sad birthday. Wait, was the election?
Yeah, 3.5 years ago. Almost. Yeah. Or not three. Three
no, I was
years
trying
ago.
To think what Tuesday.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't remember if it was right before my birthday or right after my birthday. Was it the 6th or the 8th?
I think it was earlier. I think it was the 6th.
Or the 5th. I don't know. Either way, it was depressing, y'all.
Jacqueline, a little hamster in the gravel over there, what are you doing? That is a cute little dog bed you got for her.
Yeah, it's like a giant pillow.
I love it.
There's one underneath my bed as well. She has different places she likes to lounge.
Lounge in.
Mm-hmm.
And in Texas.
Texas.
We have John Corin. Don't like that guy at all. And MJ Hager. Corin, I don't like. Mostly because he's a fervent climate change denier.
Ooh.
Cardinal sin with me.
I would say that's like number one, like no.
He's also tweeted Mussolini quotes, but with no context, you know, just tweeted it.
Did he like, was it obvious it was like a quote or people just like, did
no,
he get the reference?
He
like,
quoted it.
And then said like, yeah. Mussolini. Okay, bro.
Also, he got into a little Twitter spat with Chuck Schumer and Jay Inslee. So Chuck Schumer tweeted, July 2019 was the hottest month ever of any month on record. Climate change is the greatest threat facing our planet. It's about our kids. It's about our health. It's about our future. So, you know, Chuck saying July was the hottest on record.
Right.
John Corin said, it's summer, Chuck. Okay, that's not the point. And then Jay Inslee said, it's called the climate crisis, John. Okay.
That's like Trump being like, when he's talking about the fires, it's going to get cooler.
Some say, some people are saying it's going to get cooler.
It's like, bro. Like, I don't, what is there to deny about records of temperatures increasing and it being the hottest month ever in the existence? You know, like, sir, and your response to that is, it's summer? How does that even make sense? Like, yes, it's summer. That's why it was 121 degrees in the valley? Like, it was 130, right, in Death Valley?
Yeah. When I think about how hot it is in places, I just think about the animals who don't know what's going on.
Mm.
More lizards dying.
Mm.
Just like, oh, wasn't this bad last year? Oh.
Well, the ways they have to adapt and evolve.
Mm-hmm.
I read this article a long time ago. Like, actually, just over a year ago, because it was when I was traveling. Traveling. That was fun. And it was about, I can't remember the place, but it was like the hottest place in the world. And like temperatures during the summer like exceed like 130 or like almost 140 degrees, something crazy, right? But some of the broader topics of the article is just kind of talking about the things that people don't take in consideration when we're talking about, you know, the need to like stop climate change, because, you know, people that work outdoors, like those are going to become seasonal jobs. You know, like people aren't going to be able to do construction if like the average temperature is like over 120 degrees during
also,
the summer.
There are more senior citizen deaths.
Yeah. This in this article in this town, like people would just be dropping dead from like heat exhaustion, and they would have to like, they had these special, either it was like a smelling salt or something you'd have to get when people were having like heat stroke. And it would help revive them. And this one guy was like bringing some goat, either he was bought goats or he was going to sell some goats. And he was like, you know, going to this from one spot to another. And he didn't get to the liquor store, the little convenience store in time to get the little smelling salts. And he died.
That is a real tragedy.
And then like electricity goes out a lot. So even if you have like a fan or air conditioning, it's not like a guarantee.
That is YA novel 2045, this is what the world is like. Get the salts.
Yeah. Like,
so this is why you need to not vote for him. All of our Arizona listeners.
No, this is Texas.
Texas listeners. he's running against MJ Hager. She is a Democrat. He's, I think, also putting healthcare at the forefront of her campaign. And she is a former vet.
Mm.
I think we talked about how a pro-Corn and Super PAC shared a picture of her with a tank top on, and she has a sleeve.
Mm.
It's cute. It's like, you know, a bunch of flowers and your average lady sleeve.
Right, right.
And they were calling her, you know, hard left Hager. But using the tattoos as a, she's alt.
Looks so radical. Look at that tattoo.
Yeah. And so she clapped back on Twitter. And had, you know, she's making a bicep muscle. And she said, you think I'm ashamed of them? They cover my shrapnel wounds from when my helicopter was shot down. They're a mark of my service in our country. I'm damn proud of them.
Good girl.
But that's so smart.
That is smart.
That was a good way to attack that.
That was, yeah, that was a great comeback. And I bet somebody was like, ah, yes, we've been waiting for them to come for the tattoos.
Yes. Well, all those tank tops finally paid off, MJ.
T was just like, go. Tell them why you got the tattoos.
But seriously, good for that
no,
person.
Yeah,
and her.
Smart. I mean, and just, even, you know, just in general, the fact that that's why she has these tattoos and what they like showcase and the remembrance of like, okay, I actually fought for this country.
You know how many people, I mean, I like her tattoos, but I'm just saying, you know how many bad tattooed Republicans there are out there voting for Trump? Bikers, Harley Davidson people, there's biker groups for Trump. They all have tattoos.
I've seen some pretty bad tattoos.
Terrible. But also, you know, it's just, it's the ethos of the GOP. They're different. Look at these tattoos.
So they're dangerous.
They're dangerous. I mean, it's a judgment on tattoos.
Yeah.
It's,
well, it's again, it's one of those things that you forget, you know, at least you get stuck in like your bubble and you forget that people have very like aggressive, different viewpoints about things like tattoos or like even like smoking cannabis, you know, like when Philando Castillo was murdered and people were like, oh, well, the officer said he smelled marijuana in the car, so he deserved it. Oh, my God. Pause. Oh, I think I might have already told you this. I can't remember. But my grandma's husband told my mom that Breonna Taylor deserved to die because she was hanging out with like the wrong crowd.
Nobody deserves to die. Like, is this have to be the theme of our podcast today?
Right? Like,
people don't deserve to die because you pray for it or climate change or because you
because they were hanging out with the wrong crowd. Sir, first of all, that doesn't even make sense because she wasn't even dating that guy anymore that you're referring to.
So if you guys aren't, you know, caught up on it, the only reason that Breonna Taylor had a warrant for them to search her home is because an ex-boyfriend of hers or a close friend was arrested that same night as part of a larger bust for, I think, selling cocaine.
It was like some drug thing, but they thought that he had been using... Like, I think they knew he didn't live there anymore, but that he had been using her apartment to have packages sent there.
Yeah. And also, I believe it while he was in prison as well. So to me, that would maybe, I don't know the situation, somebody I trust who will hold my mail for me.
Right.
Bills, whatever.
And they offered him a plea deal to say that she was involved.
And did he take it?
No, he didn't take it. I know, is that nice? I mean, not nice, but like, isn't, I guess nice that it was like too.
It was putting yourself before somebody else.
Yeah, but just like, and also being like, yo.
He probably feels guilty.
And I mean, like the game, you're like, what clear evidence of the game they're trying to play on this?
And you know what? They found nothing. So they were wrong. I mean, we all know they were wrong.
Yeah.
But they were wrong.
Right. And now they're saying like the FBI ballistics report show that the gun or the bullet that like went into the officer's leg was from.
Yeah, it was.
Her boyfriend's
gun.
It was
like, it was shrapnel, right?
Yeah. I can't remember if it was shrapnel, but I don't know. It was just. And apparently they said that only he had a 9mm and the officers had different types of guns. But apparently the officer who had gotten shot or injured or whatever at one point had been issued a 9mm by the police department.
Okay.
So he may have had his 9mm on him during that raid.
Do you know if all the other officers had a different type?
Yeah. So
they all had one uniform, different type, and this one guy may have had an...
Well, so they said that this guy had never been issued... You know, they all had guns. Like, I think he said .45 or something.
Okay.
And then, like, that her boyfriend had 9mm. But they had found that at some point, he had been issued a 9mm by the department.
I see.
So...
Not guaranteed that he had it on that
Not
night.
Guaranteed he had it on him, but... It's not as dismissive as like he never had access to a 9mm, so there's no way he could have had it. You know, it's probable, like I don't know what the term.
Probable cause?
I don't think that's a term, but in Tiana terms, it's like it's enough to make you go, huh? So yeah, that stuff's bullshit. And then you know they didn't charge any of the officers, and the guy only got like.
For
like warrant, like
because he shot because
some of the bullets went through like into the neighbor's house,
but he was aiming for Brianna's apartment.
Yeah, and then her boyfriend said that, you know, and then apparently the witness who says that they did announce themselves originally said that they didn't, and then a few months later, then comes back and says, oh, I had a whole different story. And then when her boyfriend called 911 to say, like, after she had been shot. Oh, my God. The other thing I read in this article that I didn't realize, that apparently, I guess, for certain, like, raids or something, you have, like, an ambulance, like, on standby. And an hour prior to the raid, they told the ambulance to leave.
Because they thought they were so competent at their jobs?
Isn't that crazy? And so then it was, like, over 20 minutes before, like, an ambulance came. And the reason the ambulance came is because her boyfriend called 911. And he said... Someone just broke in. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Someone just broke into my house and shot my girlfriend.
No, none of the police officers called. They all need to be fucking fired and banned from the office of duty.
Right. Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to like have that random segue. But
No. Keep on marching out there,
people. It made me think of that like utter bullshit. And then it just reminded me that, you know, people be out here really thinking like the craziest shit. You know, like, oh, someone deserves it because they hung out with the wrong crowd. You know, someone deserved to get shot multiple times in their house, lying in their bed, and have nobody attend to them and, you know, like bleed out. Like,
negligent.
It's just,
negligent.
It's just crazy the way people try to.
These stand your ground laws. I mean, and if the AG of Kentucky wasn't so politically advantageous and buddy-buddy with Trump, maybe
and
I would
McConnell.
Be. Yeah. Do you ever see that picture of McConnell when he's like, you know, 30 with a mullet and he's standing next to a Confederate flag just smiling?
I kind of.
I just got that. It's now that's in my head. I'm looking at that picture right now and I'm very annoyed.
Yeah.
I see that.
He's an annoying fool, man.
He's more. He's.
I mean, he's dangerous.
He's slimy. He's
so no spine.
Gross. I was so disappointed when I found out he had kids. To continue on that legacy. Oh, the debate is on Tuesday.
Oh my God.
It's going to be Chris Wallace is going to be the moderator who I guess is on Fox News. They will also be carried on channel CNN, Fox News.
Mm.
But it must be on Fox if it's Chris Wallace. We'll moderate the debate. I guess they just had him moderate. It's on all news channels. Anyway, so basically, the topics will include Trump's and Biden's records. Okay, the Supreme Court, the pandemic, the economy, race and violence in cities, and integrity of the election. Okay, that's a lot to cover. I think we should just talk about integrity of election. Start right. with that.
That is a lot to cover in one.
It's only 2 hours for those important topics, I think.
Right.
I'm sorry. The RNC is gearing up to have more litigation than 2000. The Hanging Chads contested Florida. They're going to try to throw away a ballot that doesn't match your signature.
Yeah, if you use the wrong pen color.
Wrong, misspelled. Bro, this is not the SATs. Okay?
It's just, again, the fact that they're not even trying to hide how much they're trying to fix this election and make it harder for people to vote. And it's dumbfounding that more people aren't outraged.
I agree. I agree.
Can you just imagine we just don't have USPS? Can you imagine like telling your kids what a postman was?
I know a postman. I'm worried for his job.
Postmen are really nice.
You reading all these stories across the world about postmen and like the young toddlers who form bonds.
Yeah.
So cute.
You know, there's some that come with like dog treats for like dogs and stuff, breaking the stereotype that dogs hate postmen.
I will say the postman in my neighborhood does not seem cheery. He seems like he's just ready to get over with this job. You know, he's pretty old. I think he's Russian, so he's got the stern kind of look about him.
Mm-hmm.
He drives too fast, I gotta say. He drives too fast.
There's no sidewalks in your neighborhood.
Nope. It's scary. And yeah. If I'm walking, I got Narfie.
I always don't understand how like the confidence that some people have driving very fast on kind of windy, narrow roads where like if another car was coming with the same amount of confidence, I feel like there would be a head-on collision. Yeah. But I mean, I'm not acting like I'm just like a little like turtle out there. Like
I'm kind of turtle-like.
Like honking my horn. Like, honk, 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 I'm coming. But yeah, damn.
I will say I do drive more cautiously because I know he's on the road. So, he's speeding into retirement. I wish him nothing but a happy retirement.
Absolutely.
And for somebody else to please take his place. oh my god, T, our crazy old kook.
It's the crazy old kook of the week. Why you gotta be so fucking crazy?
Oh my god, lay it on me, the crazy old
okay,
kook.
Okay, guys, in a turn of events, our crazy old kook of the week is Nicolas Cage.
I'm sure you guys are all thinking what I thought. Okay.
Tell me more.
I mean, when Sam like suggested it to me, I was like, I mean, crazy old kook, Nicolas Cage, kind of go hand in hand, but why is he kooky this week?
Okay, so he's kooky this week because I was talking to a friend of the pod, Zach, and we were talking about Trump's tax returns, and then he was saying, oh yeah, that's why Nicolas Cage does every movie thrown at him because he's paying off his massive debts, which, guys, this is an old news story, I guess. It's broken like 2018 or something, but it's the first I'm hearing about it, so I need to talk about it. Okay, because, yeah, of course, rich people, this is why the income gap is ridiculous, because people have all this money, they don't know what to do with it, they buy castles they can't afford. Because, yeah, Nick Cage bought two castles in
Not
Europe.
One, but two castles.
Okay. Okay, guys, so Nick Cage, he's in terrible debt. Another person who definitely, he blames his money management team, but I'm pretty sure they
weren't like, Nick, another castle?
Another castle.
We already got one. You never, I don't think you've even been there, Nick.
I need it. Okay, he bought a 9-foot-tall burial tomb. He had a crocodile.
Did he get it from Joe Exotic before he burnt down the
Oh my God. I think they had alligators and caimans in Joe's Farm. But I'm sure they bought it from one of those types of people.
Right.
A $150,000 pet octopus. He outbid Leo DiCaprio for a 70-million-year-old dinosaur skull. It's bringing back to the Jeff Bezos having like a triceratops skull. Yeah, just give him to the museum.
Yeah, I would say, why are things like that in people's private homes anyway? I guess like, is there that many like dinosaur skulls out here that people can just be buying them?
I have to say, if this is the actual picture.
Is it big or small?
It's a good skull.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's intact.
Mm.
Every bone.
No teeth. Yeah, I don't think, I think that should be in a museum.
Oh yeah, no, me too.
Children should be able to come and look at that.
Okay, I want to say the best thing is that he bought 2 king cobra rattlesnakes. Oh no, sorry, 2 king cobra snakes. You're just thinking not about... rattle, king cobra.
No wonder that like sent such a like a shock here between hybrid. Me. Like, I hate snakes, and you just made up like a monster I didn't even know I could like be so scared of.
He had Nagini from Harry Potter. So he kept them behind a bulletproof glass section.
Oh my God.
In his house. And sometimes he would sit in the same room as them with an anti-venom serum in case one of them bit him.
What if both of them bit him? Like, what if one
I
bit him?
I guess he was not prepared. I guess he...
Like, what if one bit him and then he went to, like give himself the shot and the other one, like, bit his arm, like, ha-ha, no, bitch, no shot for you.
I mean, that could have happened, I think. I mean, there's a very good chance of that happening. See, I wonder what their bedroom looked like, you know? Because in my head, I'm envisioning some creepy stuff. A white concrete floor with one red, it's red in my mind, red sofa that he sits on.
Oh my God.
And then just they're there. Does it have sand? Does it match the habitat of the snakes? Well, anyway, he rehomed them in a zoo when the neighbors were uneasy about him having the cobra.
Imagine finding out your neighbor had 2 cobras.
Yo, if I find, oh my God, I would drive to the zoo myself. I'd be like, you guys have to, my neighbors, Nick and Marianne, do not know what they're doing. Okay. I do not have I have a dog. Okay.
That's too close. That is a cobra.
Yeah. Even if, you know, I'm sure he lived on a compound with another millionaire, like, you know, an acre away. But even if it was an acre away, snakes, they traveling. No. Sorry, T. They're fast on their no feet.
I literally have nightmares about snakes. Yeah.
Whoa.
So I'll probably have a nightmare about a fucking cobra rattlesnake hybrid tonight.
I binged True Blood again in quarantine because, yeah, LA is still under full quarantine, guys. You may be enjoying your lives right now. We under it. And I've been having some sick dreams.
Really? Oh, like?
Like fun dreams.
Oh, okay.
Like vampire. Like I'm a vampire in one of them.
Oh, that's cool.
You know I've sexed Eric Northman in multiple of them. So, you know, it was good. He also bought a deserted island. Oh, yeah. I'm not done. I said he bought a crocodile. He also bought 2 luxury. No, he bought 4 yachts. Why do you need 4 yachts, Nick Cage? And he actually bought a famous haunted house, which I am down for. That's the one thing I'm like, yeah, okay, I would do that too.
4 luxury.
It's the house that belonged to the socialite serial killer named Madame LaRue, who was in American Horror Story Coven. It was Kathy Bates' character.
Mm.
She killed slaves.
Oh my God.
Nick Cage was like, I gotta have it.
I gotta be here where this slave-killing energy is.
It looks like it's in a square, if this is also the right
like
picture.
Asylum.
Yeah, so maybe I passed it when I was in New Orleans. There's not many, like, there's all the squares with those buildings like that are kind of in one section. Hmm. You know, your shrunken pygmy heads, you know, a crocodile, as we said. Oh, a shark.
All right, Nick.
Yeah.
That's weird.
15 estate homes around the world.
How much money does he make from that treasure hunt? How much money did he make from The Rock? Like, he hasn't. Like, Nick Cage had coin to buy all of this?
Yo, Nick Cage was a national treasure, then became national treasure. He got these skulls out here. He got fine art. He got castles. That movie went to his head.
Nick Cage is an interesting character, to say the least.
Yeah, like a heartthrob. You know, it's so easy to grow that money.
Yeah, when you can.
Also, homeboy should have not had that much money in the first place, okay?
Yeah.
Nick Cage probably could have solved the hunger crisis in the U.S. Say,
especially when there's people, like, homeless or starving. Kids can't fucking, like, get new shoes for school and shit.
I probably could have bling-ringed myself into one of his houses and lived there year-round, and he would have never known.
Probably one of the castles.
He would have never
known. Just you and a fucking couple cobras. Yo, imagine breaking into that house. Blech.
He said they were for protection, but then the article didn't quote these sources, but they said some people say for sexual. Like, okay, I don't know who those some people are, but I believe both. Both are believable to me.
Imagine, like, going home with Nick Cage, and he's like, hold on. He brings out two cobras. You're all Nick. I would pee myself.
I bet that he had sex with his wife up against the bulletproof glass while he was looking at the cobras.
Oh, my God.
You know he did. I can't tell if T is gagging at the thought of naked Nick Cage or the cobras.
The cobras, for sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think, like, the cobras would get in the way of the WAP before. So, yeah. The cobras, I'd be like, yeah, it's going to be a lot of friction down there for you.
Oh, my God.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so that's a little deep dive into Cage and what he lost all his money on and why he does really bad movies.
Well, that makes sense why he's a crazy little kook for sure.
See, that's all I got.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of stuff to cover. I mean,
and what are we, the presidential debates?
Good one. Hey. Took me a second to get it, and I was like, oh, they could have multiple topics. Too much to cover.
Exactly.
Yo, it's gonna be crazy watching that shit. I can't wait to see what people have to say afterwards. It's gonna be stressful. All right, well, as always, Sam's nice way to cap off this crazy week with you, and
agreed.
I'm happy to be able to see each other and
me too
smoke together.
As always, like, subscribe.
Make sure you're registered to vote. Make sure people in these, like, Texas, Arizona, Maine.
Where's the last one? Texas, Arizona, Maine, and South Carolina.
You know, let's get some phone banking parties going and try to, you know, help these undecided voters realize.
Get decided. My God.
Sorry, Sam. Just, it seems like you have a very strong opinion about undecided voters.
Get with it, people.
It's like anti-climate change deniers and undecided voters, like, really grind Sam's gears.
They really do.
All right, y'all. Love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.